This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, July 10th. Plenty of profit-taking to end the week with Friday's results from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
The market is really looking for direction, but we've had light demand. Some of the cash sales have been really slowed down. It makes it very difficult for our market to move anywhere right now. We were normally expecting perhaps, you know, a bump in the market where feeders were steady today as well, and that market was still like looking for that post-July 4th bump to really give us a little bit of a head of steam here. It hasn't come yet, but perhaps it's a little bit late. Certainly these triple-digit temperatures in the northern plains are definitely going to start to affect the cattle and the feeder markets. Right now we expect that the feeding is going to be less and some of the weights may be reduced somewhat.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 3.75 at 517 and a quarter. July corn ended the day up 2 at 381 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 4, ranging from 543 to 558. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 3.5, ranging from 613 to 638. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 4.75, ranging from 864 and a quarter to 879 and a quarter. Live cattle for August were down 17.5 cents at 115.25. August feeder cattle were up 40 cents at 145.50. July Class 3 milk was down 12 cents at 1560. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.